If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we thank UBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins for their support of the show weekly. UDocs@gmail.com, Youdocs, gmail.com. Reach us on iHeartRadio and even iHeartRadio and UGmail.com, UDocs@gmail.com. Okay, every week at this time it is What's Toxic and What's Not from Gary Ginsberg. His website is whatstoxic.com. I have to say this show today is the most meticulously put show together of all time of the show since I've been working with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike has every single story we talked about in order, in the order he wants to talk about them. In fact, Gary Ginsberg, our segment today, he's got every topic Gary wants to speak about to be in the order he picked out. It's like a quarterback's playbook. And I love the organization. I myself am a very meticulous person in my own right. So this is very organized today. Makes the show very easy to do. Okay, whatstoxic.com. Dr. Gary Ginsberg is here, and Dr. Mike has put these stories in order. Gary, are you ready?
I guess so. Let's score a touchdown.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get working. First and 10. Israel has stopped fluoridating their drinking water. Give us the details.
All right. So up until now, Israel was like the United States with about 70% of the public drinking fluoridated water. Yeah, of course, if you're on a private well, nobody's fluoridating your water, but public systems are by and large fluoridated in the U.S., and also, up until now in Israel, and Israel just said no to water fluoridation on the concerns from various types of effects of fluoride on the thyroid and also the neurological development of young children. As toxicologists and as a community of public health people, have looked at this issue. And not surprised that various countries, like most of Europe, doesn't fluoridate. The idea is that there is so much fluoride available through proper dental health, what you get at the dentist's office, that at fluoridated toothpaste, that the need for fluoridation in water, at least some people believe the need for fluoridation in public water has decreased with how great dental health is for young kids. So even people who don't have fluoridated water, their kids don't tend to get a lot of cavities. However, and the reason why still much of the United States fluoridates, and Israel may not have thought about this very hard, is that it levels the playing field so that for those kids who don't get to the dentist a lot, for maybe they don't have good medical health care coverage or just parents behind the eight ball, you know, at least if you've got fluoride in the water as they're developing those burgeoning teeth, they have just as much chance as everyone else of having carry-free teeth. So what about the toxic effects of fluoride? Well, that's really been shown quite clearly at about 3 or 4 milligrams per liter and above, like some high-dose studies in China. But at the levels that public supplies are fluoridated are down at around 1 milligram per liter, we really don't think we are seeing a lot. You know, it's sometimes hard to study because there's fluoride in dental products, so how much fluoride is coming from tap water versus from other sources. But the best studies that I've seen don't suggest that there's much of a signal of fluoride health effect. So the argument against fluoride isn't that compelling, and there is a population of kids out there that still needs it. So overall, interesting move by Israel, but not necessarily something that a lot of U.S. cities are going to jump on.
Our bottled water, Gary, doesn't have fluoride, right?
That's right. Well, you know, bottled water could, if it's just run from municipal tap water and run through a carbon filter, carbon does not get rid of fluoride. So it depends upon, you know, but spring water would not, distilled water would not. That's true.
Okay. Story number 2, according to Dr. Mike, what he wants to have you talk about today is a little closer to home, but still a foreign country, Canada. And Canada has banned citronella from bug spray. What's happening?
Well, you know, here's two out of two that I don't really agree with these other countries. And in this case, Health Canada, you know, their agency that looks at what's in products, is cracked down on, of all things, citronella and bug spray. Citronella is approved in the United States. EPA does have a dossier or file on it that looks like citronella just doesn't do a lot of bad stuff. You know, in high-dose studies, it's just not very active. And when it stays on the skin, bugs don't like the smell and tend to move to the next person. So Health Canada's decision was based on data gaps. In other words, that it doesn't have quite the level of testing that you'd want for something that is people use and stays on their body all day. But, you know, my heart's with them on that. But on the other hand, it's a natural essential oil, which we accept a lot of in perfumes and cosmetics. And this has been used as bug repellent since 1948. So, and EPA's judgment, they don't think there's a problem with it. So the data gaps, I think, are pretty minor. And again, I don't agree with Health Canada. But if you are Canadian, stock up on the citronella bug spray because you're not going to be able to buy it next year.
Gary, city lights, I know they affect birds. How do they affect people?
Well, yeah, this article focused on the ecological effects of those birds that are near bridges and near shopping malls and cities. The urban bird population is singing at night. They are not resting. It affects their energy levels, we think. Actually, I'm not a bird toxicologist, so I'm just reading this secondhand. But the interesting thing is that as the avian and the wildlife community is affected by light at night, or what we call light pollution, people are too. And, you know, I think that evolving in as agrarian cave people used to nighttime darkness, you know, the fire would go out in the cave and then we'd sleep for 8 hours and we would rest when it's dark. Well, now people's schedules are messed up, working third shift. We've got artificial lights and computers that people stay up for 12 hours a night. And the data show that there is, you know, less good rest is not as complete when if you're resting during the day instead of at night. And there are some data that suggests that breast cancer levels, breast cancer rates are higher in those who work third shift, like your overnight nurse.
Like me, Gary. My hours can't be good at all for my health.
No, you're supposed to sleep when it's dark out.
Yeah.
And melatonin, the hormone pigment in our skin, it appears to affect the levels of melatonin in humans. It affects other hormonal levels in birds.
You know what makes me happy, though, even though I can't sleep normal hours at the normal time of day? I love my blueberry pie. I want my blueberry pie, Gary.
Oh, Joe, are you the hyper allergic type? Because if you're not, you don't have to worry too much about this story. But this was a 10-year-old girl who had a piece of blueberry pie and went into hypersensitive shock. She became very allergic, breathing difficult, and was taken to the emergency room, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her in the pie. She is an allergic individual to start with, but they traced it to streptomycin. And I didn't know this. I know that antibiotics are used in the poultry and in the cattle industry to beef up animals and make sure that they don't get diseases and these CAFOs and these high capacity crowded environments where we're raising animals. But on blueberries and especially on pears and apples, there are levels of streptomycin and tetracycline that are used to kill bacteria, fungi, the levels are very trace, but still it could trigger an allergic reaction in someone who's hypersensitive. So fortunately, the organic people, their label now will soon say that you shouldn't be using antibiotics or other pesticides if you're organic.
All right, well, we'll leave it there, Gary. Thank you. What's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg? Top medical stories of the week continue. You, the owner's manual radio show with Dr. Mike Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.